Okay, one of the things we're going to do when we have you on each week is talk about a kind of recruiting topic. And you put out a tweet this week that was interesting. As a former recruiting coordinator, you said there are three white lies in the recruiting world.
Yeah, that's the height, 40, and GPA. So every athlete that ever puts down those numbers is most likely going to fudge, especially, you know, if I'm a 4.0 and I run a 4.5 and I'm 6'2", I don't need to make anything up, right?
Right.
But if I'm a 2.5 and I'm a 6'1 guy and run a 4.7, I may need to fudge my, you know, of those numbers. And I think that's kind of the way these kids look at it. Like, there are more 3.0 GPA kids in this country than anyone would ever believe. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
And the 40, you know, you always add a couple tenths, maybe more. And then the height, you know, guy says he's 6'1 or 6'3, he might be 6'1. And so it's such an interesting thing. And it's a catch 22 that kids have gotten themselves into, because if you put down your true numbers now, this is a conundrum. You put down your, I just wanted to use the word conundrum.
Yeah.
You put down these numbers and coaches think, well, he's probably making this stuff up. Then they got to go see him and watch him on tape and watch him run and do it. And then they can see, wow, that's pretty close. But they're immediately thinking that this kid's making all those numbers up. And because they've all done it so long. And high school coaches don't help either, because they just don't really do the accurate testing and measuring, and they kind of are, you know, oh, he looks this, you know, or he's about this. He told me he was this. And so all of this information is, and to be honest with you, it's why National Preps, the group I work with, is so valuable, is because we verify that stuff. We eyeball the kids. We get the test numbers, the 40 numbers, and look at transcripts and do all that kind of stuff to help these coaches out.
Yeah, not so much the transcripts, but just like the height, weight, and the speed. I always say that's one of the biggest benefits of going out to these combines and the 7-on-7. And yeah, they're running around in shorts, so you can't tell a whole bunch about football, but you can get a real good sense of what's accurate.
Yeah, you can get the height and weight, and you can get the change of direction, and you can get a pretty good feel for the speed. And there's old tricks that college coaches use. You watch enough video, and you can kind of tell if a guy says he's 6'1", and you're watching him on video, and you can tell he's 5'11",
right?
He's not 6'1" for sure, and that he doesn't run a 4.5. And you know, so, and there's a little trick where you're watching a guy run down the football field in a straight line. If he's taking 2.5 steps in a 5-yard straight line distance, he's about a 4.6. And so there's all these little tricks that coaches have figured out. And then the GPA, you just got to go do the work to get the unofficial transcript to check it out. So, but kids just, you know, put down and parents put down what they want their kid to be. And it doesn't always work out that way.
All right, as we're ending here, Randy, go ahead and give your Twitter handle so people can follow you.
Yeah, R. Taylor FB Scout. R. Taylor FB Scout. And I tell you what, folks, and you can tell people too, if they want to send me players, because college coaches pay our organization for the information. We're kind of like a contractor, like this Blesto is to the NFL.
Right.
We're not charging athletes or high schools or families. And so what it is if you have a kid that you are aware of, have them come on and follow me, and I'll get that notification. And I'll take a look at him and get his information and get him, you know, we work for over 220 college programs, from USC to the Ivy League in Alabama and everybody in between. It's fun because Florida State, Alabama will have two teams that use us, you know, and so that's kind of fun to watch these kind of teams that we're helping build their recruiting board, you know. So R. Taylor, FB Scout, follow me. I'll see it. I'll send you a note and maybe follow you back to, you know, it's hard for me to read all that stuff, but it's a good way to communicate information.
I hear you. Well, let's enjoy tomorrow. I am going to go to Modern Day Gorman, so I'm going to enjoy that one. So we'll catch up with you next week, Randy, and do this again.
You got it, buddy. And I might see you out there. I still haven't made my final decision on what schools that I got to go see.
I understand. Have a good one, Randy.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Take care.